Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
We are joined by a man who has spent decades in the radio industry and unknowingly has a piece now of Buffalo tattooed onto his arm. We have Ben Airy on the phone. Ben, welcome to Buffalo. Hello, Ben. Did I press the wrong button, Tanner? Well, that's the phones for you. You know, we can put a man on the moon, but we can't figure out phones. Is that... this is going to have to be a question for Ben. Is that one of the most consistent things of radio, right? You look back at radio in the 60s and 70s, in the 90s, there's always been an issue with the phones. You know, I remember listening to Sandy and Tom back in the day, right, when more phone calls were on landlines than cell phones, and you still had calls dropping out. You still had phones. You would go to someone and they weren't there. But now with cell phones, I mean, my gosh, I was driving through Northern Niagara County on the phone with my mother and Northern Niagara County. And the signal went out. It was Burt, Niagara County. I don't know if there's any waste dumps there. That's not why I was there. I was there for something else. Now we have Ben Airy on the line. Ben, welcome to Buffalo.
Hey, glad to be here.
Now, you unknowingly got a piece of Buffalo, of WBEN, tattooed on your arm. I first saw this picture without any context, and I was like, look at this, a dedicated WBEN fan. Tell us how it came to be.
Well, I've been in the industry for 30 years this July, so I thought I would get a tattoo of on my arm, and it was actually a little project, science project I did as a kid, and on the sign I put WBEN, as in Ben, my name, and so I had that tattooed on my arm, and with a tower and all that, and then my coworker sitting next to me, he goes, you know, let's look up and see if there's a WBEN. So lo and behold, there's a WBEN in New York. So I got on Facebook and I just I sent a picture of it to you guys.
That's right, WBEN, the voice of Buffalo, now on Ben's arm. And Ben, you know, when I see something like that, I've got to say this is a guy who's as big a radio nerd, if not bigger radio nerd, than me myself.
Oh yes, I am a radio nerd. Believe me, my wife will. A waffle attest to that.
Well, I'll tell you, I think it was your tattoo. That's when we go live on XM. We're actually going to use your tattoo as our station logo, if that's okay with you.
That is perfect, man.
tell us your career in radio. Where did it all start?
Well, it started back. I grew up. My dad was an engineer for a local AM FM here in Columbus. And growing up, always wanting to go to the transmitter sites, studios, and all that. Always taking apart TVs, whatnot, putting them back together. One time, if I didn't have it put back fast enough, I was going to get in trouble. And then always building, I built car systems for my friends when they're in high school. I DJed for our homecoming dances. And when I turned 18... my dad worked for corporate for Clear Channel, and he sent me down to Florida on a tower project to oversee it and also give the guys down there a break on doing remotes so they could concentrate on the tower work. And when I got back from that, I did some work building studios in Cincinnati for a couple years, and then got back to Columbus probably in, that was 96, 97. And then ever since then, my engineering career stayed here in Columbus, became a chief engineer for WNCI here in Columbus. I built the 20 studio facility, all 20 studios in the facility that's here in Columbus. Took care of their transmitter site that's on top of the Nationwide building, on the Nationwide building, and other outlying transmitter sites. I've built hundreds of studios now in my lifetime, and have gone on just to be a freelancer contract engineer, and just loving life and loving my job.
So, you know, Ben, as someone who's observed radio for 3+ decades and is still obviously observing it, what would you say, where do you see radio as currently being, and what do you believe the future is for AM and FM radio?
For FM, I see it continuing. I've seen where in studies, because I research it here and there just to see where it's going. Around 60% of people still use it in their cars every morning for local news, for traffic, for their sports updates, and even still music for the ride to work. And just people I know and friends and stuff, they still, even for local high school sports, stuff like that. But they still use it, and I believe FM's going to stay. It's not going away at all. Not going away at all. Obviously, it's got all to automation now. No more CDs and carts and all that stuff. But yeah, I don't see it going away. AM, I don't see going away because of AM radio in every car act. In Congress or whatever it is that is pushing, because EV vehicles coming out now do not have an AM in the car, and they're pushing for that act for those manufacturers and all car manufacturers of that fact to have an AM radio in it, AM and FM for your national security. EAS broadcasts that would come over your radio.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, we're going to put some focus on that act in the coming days here. Ben, I don't know if you're like me. Like, if I'm in my car at night, I don't want to, I love the Odyssey app. I can go listen to stations all over the country, but I like to scan the AM dial and see what 50,000 watt clear channel I can get.
Do the same thing. Yep. Especially if I'm cruising out in the country, because I know I'm going to pick up something. And sometimes you pick up something from across the states, if that atmosphere is just right. So.
Oh, yeah. I like to flip over to WRVA in Richmond or KYW over in Philadelphia. Those are two of my favorite to pick up at night.
Yeah, definitely. Same here.
Well, Ben, you know, you mentioned automation, and I just missed carts and everything, right? I started working in 2009, and I work with people who still talk about splicing tape and, you know, actually having to do everything physically instead of on a computer. What was that transition like, you know, when you went from having to stack everything and time everything out to now everything's just on a screen in front of you?
Well, for me, it my workload went down every week, not having to clean the heads on the cart machines once a week in every studio, and even on the reel-to-reels, which reel-to-reels were used for your phone interviews, and cutting and splicing and all that time that it took for either that DJ or if they're doing a commercial in the prod studio, that production guy. It all made things a lot simpler, and I love the automation stuff, but being from that era, I miss that era of, you know, oh man, you know, the station seemed alive, and you know, when you walked into the radio station, it seemed alive. It's not changed to what it sounds like on the radio, but just walking in, you know, working there per se is what I'm trying to get at.
What I love, you know, you talk about scanning the radio at night, you know, especially like when you're out in the country in the middle of nowhere. I like it because you find these stations, you hear these talk shows, and it just sounds like someone's in the car with you, right? You know, I'm a huge fan of road trips. I like to drive all over the place. And sometimes, you know, late at night, I could go to my phone and stream something, but I want to hear someone talking to me. It sounds like someone is there with me. And I think that's the one thing. You look back to the history of radio, Ben, and when TV became big, well, that's the end of radio. And then when you could put 8 tracks in your car, well, that's the end of radio. Then CDs, and now podcasts. And it's like radio's always been able to not only sustain, but continue to get better and adapt to technology. And I think it's because, again, nothing against podcasts, but radio is the one thing where it's those people are talking with you, and if you want to join in, all you got to do is pick up your phone.
Exactly, and that's one thing I'll never go away to, is calling in to your local DJ, requesting that song, or to wanting to get in on the talk.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. I love being able to talk with everyone. We got the text board now, so for those people who don't like to hear their own voice, they can text in and let us know what's going on. Now you freelance at Radio Towers. How has the tower site changed over the years?
Going from tube to solid state, tube obviously just like your small tube radio you had. Hopefully people are listening the tube radio from back in the day, or, you know, the tube transmitter were slightly the same, just on a larger scale. And tube transmitters could be really finicky. So you're getting calls all the time in the middle of the night through the week because it did this, or just decided to go off the air for no reason, or this part this resistor burned up, or the tube just failed prematurely, and you just put it in and you got to tune it to the specs. And yeah, it's changed a lot. It's changed the work a lot. As soon as you stick in a solid state transmitter, you know, you plumb it up to the antenna and all that and turn it on, and boom, and it's gone.
Have you, you have to climb to the top of the towers ever?
I did in my younger years. I used to change bulbs and stuff like that, but not anymore.
What was that? I mean, Ben, I get, you know, there's a roller coaster here called the Superman Ride of Steel, and I'm too scared to go to the top of that. What is that like, climbing one of those towers? How long does a process like that take?
Oh, it takes a while. You just take your breaks and stuff, and obviously it was a lot more fit then. You take your breaks and stuff, but I'm not scared of heights at all. And to me, it was a thrill getting all the way up there and see how far I can see. The tallest I've been up was 1,400 feet down in Florida. But that I was taken up on a cable winch. I was not going to I was not going to climb that.
Not in that Florida heat. Well, Ben, I love your story, and I've been at WBEN. I was still in college when I started this job 16 years ago. I love this station, and I hope everything you've read about the station is fair and accurate, and I hope you show that tattoo with pride, and we love seeing it here at the station, and I am just glad that the person with that tattoo is big, if not bigger, a nerd about this industry than I am. I could talk radio all day, Ben. I mean, it's been a passion of mine since I was five.
If we were in the same... If I worked for that station, we would be talking all the time.
Oh, my theme song would still be playing because we'd be having an off-air conversation about radio. Well, Ben, thank you so much, and I hope you tune in. Hope you keep on interacting with the station, and like I said, wear that tattoo with pride, and thank you so much for calling in and representing radio.
Definitely, and thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. That is Ben Airy. He is a engineer. He's been in the industry for over 3 decades. He got a tattoo with a tower. I'll put the picture on my Facebook page. He put a picture of a radio tower, right, with the radio waves and everything, and because his name's Ben, he put WBEN. Then you looked up and goes, oh, look, there's this station in Buffalo that's been crushing it for almost 100 years, WBEN, I'm going to learn some more. And he reached out to us. He talked with our brand manager, Lisa Polizzi. And I hope he's proud of what he read about WBEN.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.